Police Commissioner Grant Stevens is on the line. Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Good. Can you confirm for us, we've just been told one new case overnight.
I've been advised that there was a case overnight. I don't have specific details. I'm yet to have a meeting with the SA Health team, but I'll find out more a little bit later on this morning.
Commissioner, I would have thought that's a pretty good result if that is the case. When you look at, I think for the first time since the pandemic started, we've got so many sites, so many exposure sites, so many people that are having to queue up and get tested. This has been perhaps the worst that we've been through, I reckon.
Well, I'd have to say it's probably the most severe restrictions we've had in place, knowing that we're in this for 7 days. And I suppose no new cases would have been excellent, but if it stops at one, that's great. But it also depends on just how much movement this new case has had within the community and how long it's been. This person's been out while they've been infectious. So that's the sort of information I'll be looking for this morning.
No, so you haven't got that yet, Grant. You're not sure about how many people at the Greek on Halifax, if they've all been tracked down and all their exposure sites covered yet. We saw a heap more exposure sites in the eastern suburbs late last night. Do you know where we're at in terms of getting the ring around the Greek on Halifax?
Not at this stage. That'll be in my morning update from SA Health. It's worth pointing out that the health team last night and also the team within SAPOL who sort of developed all the directions, they had a huge day yesterday in terms of the work they had to do to get this thing, this lockdown ready and implemented. So it gave them a bit of a break overnight, but we'll be regrouping this morning and getting all that information. But it's really important to point out just how quickly this thing can spread. And, you know, with that number of exposure sites, it starts to make you realise that any one of us could have been in the wrong spot at the wrong time.
You said it's the most severe lockdown we've had. The construction industry shut down as well. You weren't even going to allow the AFL players to train or to play, which I think is fair enough, absolutely. Is that just purely because it's this Delta strain and it does spread faster?
That's definitely a multiplier in terms of the concern that we've got. And I've spent a fair bit of time with Professor Spurrier, and she is very concerned about just how transmissible this new strain is compared to what we first started dealing with back in March, April last year. It's a different ball game. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. Commissioner, what about people that are doing the wrong thing? Let's hope they're not. I don't want to promote that idea this morning, but what about fines and things like that that are in place?
Yeah, look, our approach right throughout this has been to sort of rely on people to do the right thing, and I firmly believe the vast majority of people out there understand how important this is and they get on board and they do the right thing. If we see people who are clearly just raising their middle finger to us and not playing the game properly, then we can hit them with fines. It's just over $1,000 for an individual, and businesses who ignore the rules can face a $5,000 fine, or we can take them to court, which would be more severe.
Yep. Commissioner, I know that's all hands on deck. No one's doubting that. We just had a caller before, someone who's been in the lineup at Furl since 4 o'clock. I don't think that opens there till about 8 or 9 o'clock this morning, and only Victoria Park's the only 24-hour. Do you think there's any chance, or will they be doing everything they can to open those testing sites even earlier?
Well, I'm not directly involved in the management of the testing sites, but I'm keeping a close eye on that because there are road safety issues that come about with all those queues and obviously the welfare of people who are sitting there for a long time. Yep. But I do know that SA Health are pushing as many resources into testing as they can. And you have to remember that they're trying to run vaccination stations at the same time as they're doing testing stations. So there's only so many people they've got to call upon, and they're trying to split them as evenly as possible to get the job done.
Yep, I was there the other day, the vaccination. It was absolutely perfect the way it was operating. So congratulations to everyone who set that up. But what's the likelihood of this only being a 7-day lockdown? Is it too early to tell?
I suppose, as Ditz highlighted right at the beginning, you know, if we only get this one case and things sort of start to look better from there, then 7 days is a real possibility. We're aiming for 7 days. We're hoping that we can get on top of this and, yeah, you know, we let this thing burn out because the people aren't moving around the community. But we just need to be pragmatic about it too. We've got a job to do, and if it's not done within 7 days, then we'll have to reconsider what our position is. But I want to just give everyone the assurance that we're not in this to promote or extend the lockdown. We want to get it finished off as quickly as possible, and you know, everyone's doing their best to do that. And we just need the community to play their part by staying home unless they absolutely have to leave.
There's a lot of people out there that live on their own, Commissioner, and they're doing it tough in times like that. Everyone's doing it tough, but when you're on your own for in a lockdown for 7 days, it's really going to test their mental health. Why haven't we allowed someone to, you know, the individuals to have someone else in their bubble for a while just to try and give them a companion?
Yeah, we're having a look at that today, but one of the reasons you can leave home is to provide care and support to another person, compassionate, mental health related. So that allowance is in there. If you have some concerns about someone, then you are able to visit them and support them and provide them some assistance. So I'll just highlight that to people. What we don't want to see is people looking for reasons or ways to avoid the requirement to stay home. But at the same time, we want people to be looked after and cared for in our community. And this is one of those times when we actually have to think about other people, not just ourselves.
How are you holding up? You've had a massive 18 months yourself. I can understand if you're a bit grumpy about this.
I'm still smiling. It's I've got a great team around me at work, and yeah, my family are excellent. So I've got nothing to complain about. I think that the SAPOL team are doing a fantastic job in supporting me. So it really is a big team effort. It's not just me.
Yep, good on
you. Good on you, Commissioner. Thanks so much, Cow. Commissioner here in South Australia, Grant Stevens. Ruined It's on Triple M.